This is the BBC.
Friday Scott Mills Daily Podcast starts now. Listener Vicky has an excellent story for us from Magaluf. Also, Chris is at a death metal gig in Lithuania. Greg James joins me on Real or No Real. Donald Trump's Ice Bucket Challenge. And we play an incredible round of the Ho Game. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Lots of people on the move today. Hello, Frey, who is going to the airport in Iceland now, to Reykjavik. Flying back to the UK, listening to Radio 1. Hi. Steph in Swindon. It's dress day. She's on her way to try her wedding dress on. First time since it's, since it was made. Amazing. And also Hayden and his stag do rocking out to Radio 1. That's from Lee. They're heading to Blackpool. Good luck, Blackpool.
Scott Mills.
Right, we've got Joe and Pete. Yes, Joe and Pete from Swindon, driving to see Justin Bieber, who's playing in Cardiff tonight. Asking where Chris is. Ah, you noticed. He's actually filming a thing for BBC iPlayer called World's Most Extreme Festivals. He's already done some. He was like at a Naked Man Festival in Japan. He went to this weird one in America. He's been to Cancun, Spring Break. He's currently at a death metal festival in Lithuania, but he's back on Monday. I am going to try and speak to him if it's not too loud for bangers a bit later on, though. Have fun at Bieber tonight. Also, Sarah in Wiltshire, who is on the way to Sandy Balls in the New Forest, like a little New Forest getaway there. Always wanted to go myself. And another thing, I'm getting a few reports of Adele talking about Love Island last night. Did you go to Adele? Were you there? Did this happen?
Scott Mills.
Katie, you were at Adele last night, right, in London?
Yes, I was.
Was it amazing?
Oh, it was absolutely brilliant. I loved every minute of it.
Does love to chat in between the songs, though, for ages, doesn't she?
Yeah, but that's what makes it an amazing show, is that she just keeps the stage.
I think, though, as the tour has gone on, because obviously these are the last couple of gigs, I think the comedy act is getting longer and longer and longer, and actually there's more comedy than songs now.
Oh, I don't know. I think she still sings the same amount of songs that she did before. I mean, she did, like, I think 15, 16 songs yesterday.
Incredible. So, and she did mention Love Island. Is this true?
Yes.
Right, see? She might not be a fan of some of the contestants, but like everyone else, she is talking about it. On stage, the biggest pop star in the planet. On the planet.
Yeah.
Right, who was she talking about? Because she mentioned it. I know, but she mentioned one of the contestants, right?
Yeah, she just mentioned one of the girls, and I think it was just, it was in connection to, she was talking about how she doesn't like her personal life being out there.
Oh, right.
And she said that she was obviously just a lot different to maybe some of other people.
Right. Well, she ain't going to sign up for the celebrity version, then, is she?
I don't think so.
Oh, I've got it here. Apparently someone else, she was kind of laughing at the contestants, wondering if their relatives would be proud that they were doing that on national TV.
Yeah, I think it was just meant as sort of a, in connection to, I don't think she would ever do it, rather than anything nasty. But
it's all part of the comedy routine from Adele that you get as well as amazing singing. Love you, bye.
Scott Mills, Radio 1.
You know I'm always asking for your stories. Send them in. I want to know everything about your life. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Obviously not everything, like what you have for dinner or what bus you caught this morning, but like stuff that's interesting, yeah? We can use it on the show. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Vicky's one caught my attention. Vicky's been in touch. Hiya.
Hi.
Tell me everything.
So we've just got back from a weekend in Magaluf for my sister Leah's hen do.
Ladies on tour?
Yeah, it was great.
Had you been to Magaluf before?
No, first time.
What did you think?
Carnage, absolutely brilliant.
So you had a good time?
Yes, very good, really good.
And your sister Leah had a good hen do, did she?
I think it was a good one.
However, one of your friends, Jo, really let herself down, didn't she?
She did, yeah.
Now, you know what it's like. You've probably seen the show Tattoo Fixers, where people go to places like Kavos and Magaluf and Zante, and they get tattoos after a night out.
Yes.
They even did a series of Tattoo Fixers where they actually went to Kavos and repaired people's tattoos after they had them done out there. So what did Joe do? Talk me through that.
So we were playing a game of Don't Show Cutie Teeth, and the category was you know Keith Lemon Show, Celebrity Juice?
Oh, yeah.
He does the Don't Show Cutie Teeth, so you're not allowed to show your teeth when you talk or when you laugh.
Yes, it's when I'm, I got it, yeah.
So we were playing that, and the category was male actors, and we'd gone around the circle a few times, so it was getting harder and harder. And Joe came out with Roy Cropper. As an answer, which he's not even an actor, is he? It's a character.
Incarnation Street.
So, yeah.
Oh, I love Roy. He's such a nice, quiet, calm man, isn't he? With his little shopping bag there.
One night, one of the games that we had was a scavenger hunt, and you had to collect 10 items of things. And one of the things was get a selfie with a rubbish tattoo.
Yeah.
So off we went in our teams of four, and we had to meet back in half an hour. And when we got back, Joe was going through her little collection of things that she collected, and she said, oh, unfortunately, guys, I didn't manage to get a selfie with a rubbish tattoo, but... And she dropped her shorts, and there it was. A tattoo of Roy Cropper on her bottom.
So the game, if I'm understanding this correctly, was that you had to go out and find somebody who had a rubbish tattoo and take a selfie with it.
Yes.
But she... She did it wrong, and she's got a tattoo of Roy.
Well, she says it's not of Roy. It says Roy Cropper on her bottom.
Oh, my word. Now, I cannot ever condone this, because that Roy Cropper is now going to be there as a constant reminder on her bum forever.
Forever, yeah. She's not having it removed either. She loves it.
Well, she loves it now. Ask me again when she's 70.
I'll give you a call back.
Yeah. Now, I've just got this up. I've just seen a picture. I mean, the writing is it's very neat.
It's a nice font, isn't it?
It's a good font. It kind of reminds me of my handwriting at school when I was doing Neatly Joined Up.
Oh, very nice.
But it is going to be there forever. She obviously knows this.
She does, yes. She likes tattoos, though. She's got a sleeve. She's very fashionable, is Jo.
Well, I can speak to Jo now. Hi, Jo.
Hi.
There you were, lurking on the other line. How do you feel, then, like a week or so on from the tattoo incident?
Great, absolutely great. It was worth everything.
Are you going to have any other Coronation Street characters as time moves on?
Well, next year is Vicky Kendu, so I might get Hayley done on the other cheek.
No, don't get Hayley on the other cheek. This is madness.
We'll see. There might be something that's more apt when we're out there, so we'll wait and see.
Thing is, at some point, right, have you got a boyfriend at the moment?
No.
Oh, interesting. A hesitation there. You're not quite sure what's going on. But anyway, whatever happens in your personal life, at some point, someone is going to see that.
They will.
Yes.
But if they like me enough, they'll accept the Roy Cropper's part of my life too, won't they?
Imagine with his mates, though, when that does happen. I saw she had Roy Cropper on her.
I'll probably pre-warn him.
If you love me, you'll love my Roy Cropper tattoo.
Exactly.
I hear you, sister.
It's a good talking point, though, don't you think?
Yeah, actually, this reminds me of one of my mates who was seeing this guy for a while who had just the name Tulisa on, on his chest, I think it was Tulisa there, off of the former N-Dubs and X-Factor stuff.
Yeah. All right.
No, but you'd think it might be like a girlfriend or something. No, he did do it because of Tulisa Constantavlos off of Pop. Because he loves her so much. Right, great story, guys. Thank you very much, Vicky, for getting in touch.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you very much.
Any other stories, send them to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. It's what makes this show great again.
One. Scott Mills. BBC.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Chris Stark.
Hello, you're right.
Is this Lithuania calling?
Lithuania calling, Scott. It's a bit like Eurovision, this, but very, very different.
Yeah, so why are you there again, please?
So I'm here because I'm filming another one of these extreme festival shows that I do. You know, the world's most extreme festivals. Well, I'm at one of them right now.
Okay.
And I can't actually tell you the name of this festival, but it's kind of like a death metal... like death metal festival.
Right. That sounds exactly what you're
into.
It's
raining hard.
Is it raining?
Yeah,
awesome. It makes it even better. Why can't you tell me the name of it?
Because I can't remember the name of it.
Oh, that's
called
good,
like, but it's something Lithuanian.
Sure.
But it's really, it's kind of like, it's quite relentless screaming. And that combined with the rain is, it was not for you.
I can't, it's definitely not for me. I can't wait to see this. So how near are you to the festival right now?
So So right now I'm in a car sort of right next to the festival because there's nowhere to escape the noise.
Okay.
So I come to the car. I'm just going to open the door and give you a little blast of what has been going on all day.
Go.
Do you hear it?
Yeah.
See what I mean?
Yeah, okay, close the door.
All day long.
It sounds horrible. Like the worst.
The mistake I made was went out and had a couple of drinks last night.
Oh, yeah, I saw your Instagram. Yeah, really good.
I know, so I forgot I put that up on Instagram.
Yeah.
But it's too late to delete it by the morning, isn't it?
Yeah. And then, definitely having a good time, though.
Yeah, but the music's really loud here. It's really full on. It honestly is one of the most extreme festivals I've obviously ever been to.
Can you do a thing like where the music goes on and off? So it's just like in quick succession, open the car door and close it again. Open and close, open and close.
Sure.
Okay,
sure.
Go.
Ready?
Yeah, go.
Music. Door closed. See what I mean? It's just, it's full on.
I wouldn't be leaving that car. Right, Katie, hello.
Hi.
You're right.
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, you? I bet you're well jealous of Chris in Lithuania in the pouring rain at the Death Metal Festival, yeah?
He sounds traumatised.
Well, he will be. Whereabouts do you live?
In Bushy.
Oh, near Chris?
Yeah, very near Chris.
So you're probably going to pick him?
I'm usually tempted by you, Scott, to be honest.
Okay. What do you do? You work in tonight?
I am. I'm working in a pub.
Oh, okay. What, in Bushy?
In Bushy, yeah.
What time's your shift start?
I start at 6 o'clock tonight.
Oh, busy Friday. Are you going all the way through?
All the way through. So I need something that's going to keep me going.
Okay, cool. All right, well, you Hertfordshire friends, you. Chris, this is Katie. Katie, Chris.
Yes, Katie, you all right?
Bit of Oceana Watford.
Yeah, you. Yeah, he's Oceana Watford.
He'd rather be Oceana. Yeah. Okay, here's what I've got for you, Katie. She's a monster. Beautiful monster. Neo, beautiful monster. Beautiful monster. But I don't mind. I think this will sound good. No, I really do.
Do you like a bit of Neo?
Yeah. Not heard that for ages. Okay, Chris, what have you got?
Well, I need a little light relief from the death metal here, so I've gone for something very different. I've gone for this.
OMG.
This is what? Ozone, and the name of the song is something like Drogster Sindindi.
Oh, wow.
Or something like that.
So multicultural.
Hello?
What's him?
It's Dragosti something. Yeah. Wow, good luck in Lithuania, everyone.
Yeah,
all right.
But we all know, yeah. Go on, do the right thing, Katie.
So, I mean, they're quite different choices.
Yep.
I can't really compare them. But I think if I've got to choose one, I've made a decision.
Okay.
Just because I'm feeling a little bit sorry for him right now.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to have to go with Chris.
Dragoste Dinte by Ozone on BBC Radio 1. I think that needs to be the next one I learn after Despacito. I don't really believe in guilty pleasures because I don't really like music snobbery. You shouldn't feel guilty about it. However, Chris has been on, Chris Booth on Twitter, secretly loving bangers today, but I am having the windows wound up in my car because it's embarrassing, right? Yeah, that is a guilty pleasure, you see. This is really weird. It's being played, but strangely, I'm still singing along. That's another Chris from Crook. What's this monstrosity? Never again. That's from John. It's a song from some Romanians about 10 years ago, actually. What a choice. Haven't heard this in years. Andy in Norfolk. So nostalgic. I know every single word, says Kenrick. Okay, fair play. Chris wins today. Chosen by Katie in Bushy. That was Ozone.
Scott Mills.
Okay, what I sometimes like to do, because I'm crazy like that, is when Chris is off, I like to play the occasional Ho! Game. These are the simple rules. Something might pop into your head that's a little bit not on trend anymore. Something that used to happen, but maybe doesn't so much anymore. It can be anything, really. A song, a TV show, a celebrity, an action. Think of one, and then just give it an almighty ho! I've got loads because we've not done this for ages. We're going to go me against the Radio 1 listeners. I've got a whole bunch of them right now on the line who have banked up their best hoes. It's me against you lot. We'll go round until someone can't think of one anymore, or the dreaded timer sounds, which means, sadly, we've run out of time. Let's play. OK, I'll start then. The Ice Bucket Challenge. Ho! If you don't remember that, here's an example of one from Grace, who works on Greg's show.
Thank you, Lottie Sylvester, for the nomination for the Ice Bucket Challenge. Don't forget to donate.
Also, she screamed before the water hit. Line one, who's that, please?
Hi, Scott. It's Kevin.
Hey, Kevin, what have you got for me?
The Werther's original advert with the old granddad, did it? Who?
What happened with the granddad? I can't remember.
I think he just gave a little sweet to the kid as well in the advert. It says, you know, this has been passed down and it's the first Werther's original.
Oh, yeah, passed down through generations.
Who?
Who? Line two, who are you?
It's Lucy.
What have you got, Lucy?
Loom Band's who?
Line three, who are you?
Lucy as well.
Oh, okay. You can now be Lucy too. Give me your best okay. Who.
Having a pencil case at school made out of a wetsuit. Who?
Line four, who's that?
It's Charlotte.
Charlotte, what have you got?
Scott Mills points.
Did you ever redeem yours?
No, I didn't know how to cash them in. I think I got about 50 in the end.
No one did. You used to win points on this show for like entering games and that, but they were useless. Some people used to keep scorecards of how many points they had and lists and that.
I made a small note on in my van. I used to keep them. Yeah. Nothing ever came of it.
A lot of people did. Line five, who are you?
Hi, Scott, it's Luke.
Hey, Luke, give me your best shot.
Tax disc.
Often when they used to get less sticky and fall off.
Yeah.
Line six, who are you?
Hi, Scott, it's Paul.
Got a who for me?
Adidas Poppers. Who?
There was a pop after he said Adidas Poppers. Hello?
No, hello? Not. Oh.
Yeah, after you said poppers, it went. Are you okay, hon?
Adidas poppers.
Yeah, I know. You are all right, Paul, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Just checking. Right, well, no one's seeming to run out of any who's, so let's continue after this.
Scott Mills.
We're playing the Who game on BBC Radio 1. It's fun. Just think of something a bit retro and give it a ho. Okay, then, I'll go again. Glee. Kevin?
01818118181, the live and a kicking number.
Shout out to Retro Saturday Morning TV there. Lucy? Yeah.
Bug off from Tracy Baker.
Hey. Tracy Baker's like 50 now. Lucy the second.
MSN Messenger. Who?
What was your name though?
I can't remember. Too long.
Charlotte.
Sandwich spread. Hello.
Still available. I saw it in Wesco's the other day.
The thing about crab paste.
Can people not phone up and say crab paste, please? Oof. Luke?
Lava lamp. Hey.
Lava lamps. Hey! A welcome addition to any home in the mid to late 90s. Did you have one, Luke?
No, I didn't. Mum wouldn't let me have one.
No. Oh, hang on. There goes the buzzer, which means we are running out of time. Let's go fast. Paul, go.
Renting DVDs by post.
Oh! Kevin, go.
The Moomins, the Hoomins.
Lucy.
Hey.
What's
heartbeat
that?
Heartbeat on a Sunday.
Heartbeat?
Hey.
Hey. Second, Lucy, go.
Tamagotchis.
Hey. Hey, it's a popular choice, but they are a massive who. Charlotte, go.
Anything that glows in the dark, who?
Who? Okay, I think the timer's going to blow. I'm going to try and get one more in. Blue Yonder. And there it goes. We are out of time. A magnificent Who game today. Thank you to all involved. Love you all. Bye.
Yes, Queen.
Yes, love you. Bye.
Yes, love you. Bye. Bye. Yes, Queen. Yes, Chris. Yes.
Scott Mills.
We just mentioned we massively Who'd the Ice Bucket Challenge. While we were looking for those, you'll never guess what I found. Here's Donald Trump's Ice Bucket Challenge.
I've been called out by everybody for the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge.
The president, everyone.
I guess they want to see whether or not it's my real hair, which it is. So here's what I'm going to do. Miss Universe and Miss USA, I own it. They're here. They're going to really do a number on me.
Chris.
Let's go, ladies.
Maybe that's not his screen. We're just saying a world leader there, everyone. The President of the United States there.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Greg James.
Hello to you.
Oh, it's nice to have some company.
Oh, you've been lonely in here today.
Because the wife's gone to Lithuania to do a thing about
it's
festivals.
A work trip.
Whatever. I've got an ideal activity that we can all do when he comes back, though, which was mentioned on Real or No Real earlier in the week.
Okay.
Have you heard of the hot tug?
The what, sorry?
The hot tug.
No, I haven't heard of the hot tug.
It's a floating hot tub with an electric motor, and you just kind of like soak in the water, cruise along, and have a couple of drinks. And like you're all in a big kind of massive hot tub, but it's floating along a river.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah.
So like when you go to, if you go abroad for a stag do, you tend to get one of those weird little bike, like a table. But around it is like eight bikes.
This is like the new version of that.
But it's the water version.
Get a kind of few DJs or a few people we like from the office together.
Great.
And do that.
Where do you do it? Because if you do it on the sea, you could just sort of disappear forever.
Yeah, I think it's a river or a canal. But how about that? A tug in a hot tub. Keen?
I'd love a tug in a hot tub. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll write that. I'll get the diaries together and let me know. Any time in the next couple of weeks is good for me.
Great.
Okay, here's today's Real or No Real. A selection of facts, some true, some not. I'm playing today, which means I'll lose, as I always do.
Big for your boots rapper Stormzy thinks that Love Island is the best TV in years.
Well, a lot of people are saying it, even though they know it's pretty trashy.
Also,
people love it.
But it's been on... This is the thing about Love Island, because it's been on for ages now, Love Island. Right?
Yeah, well, it stopped for years. It used to be Celebrity Love Island.
Yeah.
Then it stopped, and then they just brought it back with Normos.
Yeah.
And it's a massive hit.
But it wasn't a couple of years ago.
No.
And then suddenly, what has it been about this series that people have just gone mad for?
I just think it's all of the shallowness, the drama, and also it's just made really well. There are now two villas and 11 new fit people have just gone in, and it's weirdly addictive.
What's not to like?
I'd let you into a secret. I paused it to go to the loo the other day.
I don't think that's a... I don't know why everyone's so ashamed of everything they do.
Yeah, but
I think everything is absolutely fine.
Pausing it is because I don't want to miss it.
But people are like really... People are really funny about this. They go, oh, I don't want to admit it, but I really like Love Island. Go, yeah. Just like what you like, man. It's fine.
I think it's that I say this is the same with music as well. I don't care what people think. If I like it, I like it.
But this is also that life... Here's a good message. I feel like life's all about balance. And as long as Love Island isn't the only thing you watch,
yeah,
I think it's okay.
Yeah.
Watch Love Island, watch the news, watch Newsnight a little bit, watch Geordie Shore, watch Big Brother, watch all of it. It's like the same with newspapers. Don't just read one news, but read all of them.
I just enjoy how it's such like brain switch off, you know. You're concentrating on that and nothing else for an hour. It's great.
Watch a bit of Love Island, then flick over to BBC Four for Michael Portillo's Steam Train Adventures.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
Life's all about balance.
It is, actually. Adele even mentioned Love Island on stage last night.
Why not?
So what's all that about?
That's like peak pop culture.
It totally is. But Stormzy thinks that it's the best TV in years, even though he was trying to resist it. I'm going to say real.
I think, but it's... He's saying it's like it's a huge statement.
Yeah.
But it's okay to like anything you want to like. I think this is probably real, though.
That one is real.
Yep, everyone's watching it. Stormzy did tweet yesterday saying that he's tried his hardest, but Love Island is the best bit of TV he's watched in years. It sucks you in and then you're hooked. And next.
A Las Vegas bar that is completely run by robots had to be evacuated after the robots went out of control and started spraying the drinks at everyone.
See, this is my worry. Eventually, robots are going to take over every job, including this one. And in some places, they already have.
Yeah. Well, including some radio stations.
Yeah, that's what I meant. They are robots, aren't they? They don't actually sound like that in real life. They're machines, right?
Out of the weather.
28 degrees today. But they've got to be the sparks flying out of the back of them.
This is great. If this is true, it's kind of the person who invented this sort of deserves it. If they thought that this was the...
Well, things are going to go wrong with robots. This is the thing.
So it just goes round and just delivers maybe the... It's not like it delivers the wrong drinks. It's just throwing them everywhere.
Yeah.
And then that's a nightmare with electrics, isn't it? Because they all start short-circuiting and then go mad and then there's fires and all sorts.
Well, what I'm imagining is that, the robots are the waiters, but then there's some kind of malfunction and then they just start spraying the drinks everywhere. So this is quite Vegas. Vegas enough to be true. I'm saying real.
But I think if it was Vegas, they'd have to be sort of sexy robots. Yeah. I think they would be some sort of weird, sexy robots that go out of control.
The clue here doesn't suggest what they might be wearing. So
okay, I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
Oh, why would you make that up?
I don't know. Oh, here we are. So I've just got this through. There is now a robotic bar in Las Vegas with cocktail-shaking robots that mix drinks and dance in time to the music. But there hasn't been a malfunction as yet, so no real.
Matter of time.
One more.
You can now get swimwear made out of pizza.
Well, I'm in for this. I am 100% in for this.
Yeah, but then, because I have no control, I just eat it and I'd be naked.
Well, I think that's fine. Just order another pair.
Right. But then everyone would, yeah.
No, but you'll just go, oh, well, I need to get another pair because I can't sit here naked. And you just keep doing it forever.
Or if it's someone you really like, you'd be like, oh, just eating another bit, sorry. Oh, revealed a bit more there.
Peckish? Have some of this.
I saw that one of the major pizza chains has launched, and it's sold out everywhere, but they have launched chocolate pizza, and that's horrible. But it's really popular, but they've sold out everywhere. I think it got launched last week, and I've seen loads of tweets about it. People going, well, it's one of those. It's either it's delicious or this is the worst thing I've ever had in the world.
Yeah,
in
but
my
it's,
mouth.
But it isn't sort of, it's not, wouldn't be tomato base,
no.
then chocolate, would it? And
no.
Then cheese.
So not really a pizza, is it?
So what is it? Just basically sort of
a pie.
Chocolate spread on bread.
I think so, yeah.
But that's been around forever.
Yes, I know, but they're marketing it as a brand new thing.
Well, so it is, but you can't just do that.
It's one of the major chains.
One of my least favorite things on earth is the white pizza. Who's
what?
Having that?
What do you mean?
One without tomato sauce on it.
I've never even heard of such a thing.
It's a blanco, isn't it? You just order a pizza and they go, oh, you know, you're aware that this is a blanco. What do you mean?
I don't know about
this. It's not a pizza. That's just.
Well, what's on it then?
It's just it's just like nothing. Cheese and then a topping, but they don't have the tomato on it.
Rubbish! What would possess you to order that?
You only make that mistake once in life.
Have a blanco.
Oh, awful.
Swimwear made out of pizza. Real.
Messy, but well into it, and I think it's real.
That one is real.
Yes. Okay. Are you serious? 10 grand.
What?
It's called the Pizzakini. Entirely edible, but does cost £10,000. Like, how good can it be? It's 10 grand.
Why does it cost so much?
I don't know.
I could fashion one for the price of our pizza. If you'd like me to do it, I can probably do it for next week.
Okay.
We'll do it on 2 for Tuesday, so if I get it wrong the first time.
That's a great idea.
If I get it wrong the first time, I can do another go.
I was going to suggest today, because you have plenty of time during the charts, don't you?
That's what I do when I'm playing all the songs back to back. I'll be at the back of the studio making a pizza bikini for you.
Knitting a new pizza bikini. At the end of that round, a real, no real, 20 each.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
We're back Monday from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Have a good weekend. Scott